Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. I have with me Brother Gene Wiseman for the whole week. Maybe some of you have been watching him on our, I believe it was November 17. If you want to go on there on the archives, everybody's been writing us in about what a wonderful session that was, Brother Wiseman. November 17, here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and you can get that on the archived prayer. So you can be ministered to by Brother Wiseman there and pray along with him. But right now he's telling about the supernatural way that we became connected. And in 2008, the Lord visited us here on Prayer Mountain and told us one thing will save America, and it is an awakening to God. We were waiting to hear what he wanted from us on this, and I got a telephone call from Zona Hayes, Cornelianson, her father, of course, most of us know her as Zona, as Norval Hayes' daughter. And she said, "Billy, there's a man that Daddy and I have a lot of confidence in, and he has had a vision, and he believes he's supposed to share it with you." And so I phoned Brother Wiseman, and he told me of the night vision that he has explained yesterday. If you missed yesterday, go back on the radio archives and hear him tell this vision as he began. It actually had, let's see, you had been preaching in the Appalachians, you'd been praying, and you had a night vision. And in the night vision, the first thing you heard was a voice, and the voice said,
"There are embers lying all over the ground on Prayer Mountain.
There are embers lying all over the ground on Prayer Mountain." Hallelujah. And then the first thing he saw, number one, was a meeting. He was in a building, saw a meeting, not structured like a church service. Number two, he turned to look at scene two, thinking he would see a bonfire. But instead he saw a wall. How high was that wall?
I would say, now I'm terrible when it comes with numbers and judgments like that.
Me too.
But I would say it looked like it was at least 60 feet high.
60 feet high. Huge tall wall. Broad wall.
Broad. Thick.
And it was made up of what?
Well, it looked like fire. It looked like a glowing coal of fire, in so much that I could see as if it was heat emanating off of that wall. Now, Sister Billy, here's another thing that I didn't share yesterday. One of the things that I had been pushing out of my mind was what I had premeditated. You know how I said yesterday, I had premeditated in my mind.
Yes.
That what I was going to see was a group of people standing around a bonfire. Mm-hmm. And I had been pushing that aside. But one day, I know this was a voice of the Lord. I'm not intelligent enough to think of this by myself, so it had to be the Lord.
Sure.
But the Spirit of the Lord just told me, said, "Stop pushing that aside. It holds significance." And I thought, well, what significance could that hold? I thought what I had premeditated just represented more the flesh. You know, how we'll try to sometimes figure out what God wants to do, rather than waiting on the Spirit to reveal. And but I just questioned. I said, well, what does that mean? And so gentle, but yet so authoritative, the Lord spoke one word to me. Well, actually two. A season.
A season, S-E-A-S-O-N.
Yes. And well, it didn't take me long then to... In the South, where I grew up, or from mid-South, you might say, in the fall, a lot of people will build fire, have campfires, have special events around campfires. And unknowing at that time, I was not aware even that you had an annual prayer conference, that Prayer Mountain had this
autumn
conference,
assembly.
The
autumn assembly of prayer.
And so that too connected with the vision and what you guys were praying here at the same time.
Yeah, we had just been instructed to pray for an awakening to God all over the world. And so he saw the vision. He heard the voice say, "There are embers lying all over the ground at Prayer Mountain." He saw the first scene, the building, a meeting going on. Then he saw the season. Now we think that season, the fall, the bonfire, meant a meeting in the fall. And then there was the huge wall, which he said was people. And I believe you said there was movement in them, and they looked as if they were embers, E-M-B-E-R-S, with fire in their bones and in their bosom. Mm-hmm. And as they would step out, the wall would become greater. And then scene three, he was lifted up over the earth, gross darkness, as if it wanted to take over the earth. But in the earth, he saw bright lights coming on. Bright lights. What was that like?
Yes. Oh, it just, every time I tell this, it's like I experience this all over again. Mm-hmm. When I first saw the darkness, my thought was, what is this?
Was it a terrible feeling?
It was, the Word of God says a gross darkness. Mm-hmm. It was a gross mm-hmm. feeling.
A gross feeling.
But immediately upon that thought is when I looked and began to, I saw the islands of the sea. Mm-hmm. I saw the continents. I remember seeing mm-hmm. on the continent of Africa. I remember seeing the other side of the globe, Australia. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing the Middle East, America. And the beauty of it, though, even though the darkness was so gross that wanted to take over this earth, it just had no power as soon as those lights begin to illuminate. And, you can really trace this darkness all the way back to the Garden of Eden mm-hmm. that's wanted to take over this.
Sure, earth. The kingdom of darkness.
Absolutely, but it will not prevail.
It will not prevail. And you saw those lights come on, and you said it was like stars in a night sky. And once yes. you said it to me, it was like they flicked on, like as if someone would flick a switch in a room. And at one time you told me you thought those were praying people or prayer groups. Is that right?
I'm sure it was because I know the embers on Prayer Mountain. Since this, through some of the information that's been given to you and some of the information that I've studied, but it's been the Spirit revealing it all. One of the things we have discovered about amber.
Yes, tell us about that.
It's such a preservative. There's mm-hmm. no other preservative in the natural that's as powerful as an amber.
What is an amber, Brother Weisman?
Well, from my studies, from what I discovered, it's a resin that in its early stages, when it's sticky, it'll fall to the ground.
A tree resin, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And most amber, from what I've found out, come from the cedars of Lebanon.
Mm-hmm. The oldest comes from there.
The
yes.
oldest. Mm-hmm. Now, there is an amber that they find out of the sea, but this is in another category, mm-hmm. other than where the Lord was leading me.
Tree resin, what he's talking about to you, the
yes.
cedars of Lebanon.
And so they have found different creatures that would get into this sticky resin. And it would move up around it. They would sink into it. And then this resin becomes fossilized. And it's such a preservative. And it's just the prayers of God's people are a preservative. The prayers of God's people has preserved people from hell. The
yes.
prayers of God's people has it's preserved health. No wonder the scripture says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And but I remember, and Pastor Zona calling you, Sister Billy, I remember I was outside. Fact in...
when I called you.
What made me, one of the recent prayer services here on Prayer Mountain, we were praying for rain.
Yes.
In Israel. Well, we were having such a drought in Cleveland, Tennessee, and I was outside watering trees. Mm-hmm. And actually, I really didn't know if I was going to hear from you or not. And I just thought, well, Lord, I've done my part. The rest of it's up to you. Mm-hmm. Talking to Pastor Zona, because I knew she had a busy schedule at the time. And I was outside watering trees, and my wife came outside, and I happened to see her on the phone. She was on the patio. And we've got a rather large yard, and I was at a far corner, and I noticed her motion for me, and I went over, and she said, Gene's sister, Billy Brim's on the phone. And so I thought, okay, God, it's time to share it. Mm-hmm. And then here today, we're on Prayer Mountain.
Yeah, we're here today.
And you know, this Prayer Mountain, Sister Billy, even though it's here in the Ozarks, that's in the natural. I really believe this ministry of Prayer Mountain doesn't hold to just one geographical location.
No.
Here I'm from Branson. But this Prayer Mountain that God spoke of, and the spiritual, we'll say the spiritual side of this ministry that God's raised you up in, this Prayer Mountain is around the world.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. Now, it wasn't when we first talked to you in 2008. Mm-hmm. And the Lord spoke to us about the awakening. And then he spoke to you about the ambers and the embers. We had you speak to the prayer group on that would have been probably in July. And then the following January, we started streaming a prayer meeting that goes around the world. Every Wednesday noon, we're praying for an awakening. And every Wednesday, Central Standard Time or Central Daylight, either one, we are praying for an awakening. We are joined now by people regularly from over 60 countries praying at one time. In our most recent one, we were praying about the rains. And we were asking God for the outpouring of the rains of the Holy Spirit, as well as the natural rains in Israel. And it thrilled me to think that from around the globe, I can just imagine the globe, the round globe, and then the prayers just going up all around it.
Yes.
Ascending to the throne of God, where we really are seated there too, his right hand. And I think it's just so powerful when it's people all around the globe agreeing in prayer. Now, I think Brother Halverson, Brother Halverson, I called you the name of the great prayer, Brother Halverson.
That's all right.
I've been thinking about him today, Brother Wiseman. And, but I'm just thinking about the corporate prayer. And I believe, you know, I think God's got us on time. There was a time when we were way, way behind. And we may not be as far as we should be, but we're a way farther along than when we even first came to know you back in 2008. And this is 2010. But you know, I want you to talk to about the ambers. They are preservatives. The amber, the fossilized tree rosin that you talked to us about, a seed can be in it.
Yes.
And if they take away the amber part, the seed could be planted and come up. And I believe that you said to us that you felt that the ambers were prayers.
Yes.
And the praying, I don't think there's any greater work on earth to be done right now than prayer.
Amen.
Working with the Father in prayer. And so we're going to be talking about that tomorrow and the rest of this week. And we want to invite you to be back here and tune into the archives if you missed some of them. And you might want to call your friends to do so. This is Billy Brim, Brother Wiseman, saying shalom till tomorrow.